Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In seeking the Lord about this morning, I believe I was quickened with 2 Timothy, the first chapter, if you'd turn there, please. 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Phyllis and I went to lunch yesterday and riding around a little bit. She let me drive her car. I keep asking her, don't you want to drive? She says, no, I'm good. But as we do, we got to talking about things, talking about the Word, talking about situations. And we got on this subject. And usually it doesn't happen just like this, but I believe I'm quickened to minister on it today. In Timothy, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12, he said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. This is a wonderful declaration of faith. I know whom I have believed. I know him that I have believed in. And I am persuaded. This is not ambiguous. I know. I'm persuaded. This is how faith talks. I know what? I know him whom I've believed, and I am persuaded of what? That he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. Most people would quickly agree that God is able. But able to do what? Able to keep. Other translations say, Young's literal translations say, I've known in whom I have believed and have been persuaded that he is able that which I have committed to him to guard. To guard to that day. The NIV, this is the reader's version, NIRV, I guess you'd call it. He says, I know the one I have believed in. I am sure he is able to take care of what I've given him. He's able to take care of what? He's able to take care of everything. No? This is a big revelation. This is a very big revelation. What's he able to take care of? What's been given him. What's been committed to him to guard, to keep. Not everybody, not everything. Selah. Pause and think about that. The devil is so tricky, so crafty. He never comes obviously. And he takes truths and mixes error in with them. The BBE says, I'm certain that he's able to keep that which I have given into his care till that day. That which I've committed to him to keep. that which I've committed to him to guard. Now, in talking about this, we want to deal with this question. Why do bad things happen to good people? That's a question, isn't it? It's a question that a lot of people think there's no answer to. And a lot of people think there is no rhyme or reason to it. Well, why do bad things happen to bad people? Now, a lot of folks might say, well, that's obvious, because they're bad. Well, then why do bad things happen to good people? Because they're bad? Now, you said they were good. How about this? Why do bad things happen? Period. Right? It's quiet in here. Go to Luke, the 13th chapter, please. Luke chapter 13. I know whom I've believed, the Spirit of God said through Paul, and I am persuaded that he is able to what? Keep, guard, what? Everybody? Everything? No, no. What's he able to keep? What has been committed to, given to him? What's been committed to him, he's able to keep. In Luke, the 13th chapter in the first verse, it says, there were present at that season some that told him, Jesus, of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Now this is a bad thing. If they'd have had CNN and Fox and everything, then it would have been on the news. What? For all we know, some good Jewish people went to the temple, offered sacrifices. So they brought their animals, their sheep, their goats, and they're killing the sacrifices. And for some reason, Pilate sent soldiers, armed soldiers, and they slaughtered the people who were making the sacrifices along with the animals. They butchered them at the temple, I guess, wherever they were making the sacrifices. You could have assumed they're trying to be good Jews. They're trying to offer the sacrifice. You could have assumed they're good people. Verse 2, Jesus answered and said, suppose ye. How many know you can get in trouble by supposing? Jesus said, do you suppose these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? Why would he say that? Why would he bring it up? Why would the Spirit of God prompt him? Because that is that's the assumption, the supposition that many people make. If something bad happens in an area or to a group of people, well, you know, God caught up with them. You can run, but you can't hide. So God sent a tornado into a trailer park and killed a 4-year-old. Why? Because what? Because the baby was bad? Bad child?
God didn't send a tornado.
Because there are other trailer parks. Why that one? These are big issues, aren't they? These are things that people wrestle with, and some people think they have the idea. Or a city is flooded. Yeah, probably a lot of sin in that city. And that's what happened to them. Really? Worse than other cities? I mean, if you're going by the worst sin city, you could probably find one that should have been flooded before that one. Right? I mean, if you're being honest, this one might have been number 45 on the list of bad cities. Why did it get hit first? And these others are doing okay. That's why people they think there's no rhyme or reason to it. And people get mad. Why did God do this? Because you'll have even Christians, you'll have even ministers saying that God sent it. We don't know why, but He sent it. He did it. God caused your teenager to die in that car accident. Why? Really? Why? And so people scream, why? And people shake their fist at God. Why? Why me? Well, Jesus is answering this question right here. Yep. Because it would seem there's no rhyme or reason. Why would He do this? He sent these soldiers. He slaughtered these people while they're trying to worship. Jesus said, do you suppose that these people were worse sinners than anybody else around there? That's why that happened to them? And what did Jesus say next? Well, He answered the question. What did He say? What did He say? Nay means no. Let this get in you. Everybody say no.
No.
Come on, say it again, no.
No.
Why'd that happen to them? Well, they're probably bad people. Come on, say it out loud. No.
No.
No. Why'd it happen to that city? Well, there's probably so much sin in there. No. Do not assume that. Don't do that. He said, I tell you no, and here's revelation. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said, all of you are in danger of something similar happening to you unless you repent. The enemy has perverted and twisted this in many people's minds like he has so many things. Why did God do this? That's the wrong question. That's wrong thinking. Why did God let this happen to me? Wrong question. Is everybody awake?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The question is, why wasn't He able to protect you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our Week of Increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.